This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:43:17 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Beautiful Wednesday morning. Jake Madison joins us, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast. How you doing, Jake?
Look, I'm healthy. Can't say the same for the Pelicans, so I'm good here.
And you know what? The weather's nice, right?
Oh, I've been outside already. It's a beautiful day. And look, the Pelicans get another chance to try and get a win tonight, so we'll see what they're capable of.
Let's talk about what happened last night with Dallas.
I mean, when you look at that game, you know, I think there were some stark contrasts between the two teams, between the Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks. And first and foremost, it comes down to the star players. You saw Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving play pretty well in this game. I think it was 18 points and 20-something points for them. And then you saw Brandon Ingram struggle, and he scored 17 points on 15 shots, which is really not good efficiency, but it's a near miracle that he was able to do it. And the reason you saw Dallas's stars play so well compared to New Orleans' one star not playing well right now is just the injuries. There were other threats on the court for the Dallas Mavericks with so many talented players out there. They couldn't double-team Luka. They couldn't double-team Kyrie. And on the flip side of that, you saw the Dallas Mavericks able to double-team Brandon Ingram every single time he touched the ball. They had him in jail basically all night, unable to really do anything. And it's because they weren't scared of anyone else beating him on that team. This team is so injured right now with injuries to Zion Williamson, DeJounte Murray, CJ McCollum, Herb Jones, the list goes on and on, that they're willing to kind of sell out to stop the one really good player on New Orleans. New Orleans is playing their three two-way guys, so guys that are barely in the NBA, you know, 30-plus minutes per night. And while some of them have played well, like Brandon Boston Jr., those aren't guys that you really can rely on throughout the whole game. And I think that's why you ended up seeing this kind of be a runaway, a 41-point victory for the Dallas Mavericks.
So when tonight they're playing the Cavaliers, who lost their first game to the Celtics. And I'm just wondering if you can compare and contrast a healthy Pelicans team with a healthy with Dallas or with Cleveland, still, you know, trying to compare all things equal here, where do the Pelicans stand?
Look, I think there's enough talent here for them to be good and competitive and a solid playoff team when they're entirely healthy, and that just hasn't been the case this year. You can even go back about 2 weeks when they played Cleveland at home in New Orleans. Cleveland was undefeated at that point in time, and Zion left the first half with an injury, came back, played really well, and that was a close game until the very end, and New Orleans was still really banged up, but at least they had Brandon Ingram, at least they had Zion Williamson, and they were able to go toe-to-toe with arguably the best team in the NBA during this time. So I think when this team gets healthy, they're going to still be good. The question is, will they be in too big of a hole to kind of climb out of? They're one of the worst teams in the Western Conference right now. You know, this is a very good draft. Maybe at a certain point, they need to kind of pivot from trying to win games to tanking a little bit to improve that draft positioning and seeing if they can get a difference maker to kind of retool their roster. But that's going to end up meaning a wasted year for Zion, for Ingram, for CJ, for Murray, for Herb Jones, and all these other really talented players. And I don't think that's something that the franchise wants to do. But when they are healthy here, they're going to be good. And when they do get healthy, and you're going to start to see some guys return soon, CJ McCollum is on the verge of making his return. That'll be a big boost for the team. Soon after that will be Herb Jones, DeJounte Murray, and then you start kind of getting some of the talent back on the roster. There's going to be enough talent here that you're going to win games. You still might not make the playoffs, but you won't be one of the worst teams in the league. But you could argue that kind of being in that middle territory, not good but not bad, is arguably the worst spot to be in the NBA, and the Pelicans are going to need to make some decisions around all of that.
So when it comes to C.J. McCollum, you say Verge. I don't know, like timeline, and then you talk about Herb Jones and DeJounte Murray soon after. What kind of timeline are we talking about there?
You know,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we could see C.J. McCollum play as soon as the end of this week against the Golden State Warriors on Friday. I think that's a realistic possibility, though they may hold him out from that a little bit. And I think if you're looking for some guys making their return for sure, look at that Wednesday game next week, the week before or the day before Thanksgiving when they play the Toronto Raptors at home. I think you will for sure see C.J. McCollum playing in that game, barring any injury setback. You might even see Herb Jones or DeJounte Murray play in that game as they're starting to kind of make their returns. You're going to get Jordan Hawkins back too, the three-point specialist for New Orleans. So those are all the type of guys that I think they are really needing to get back. And while it's still not Zion Williamson, who's ultimately going to make or break your season, that's enough talent here to be competitive in most of these games. Other than this Dallas game, if you looked at them over the past week when they're about as injured as any team I've ever seen in the NBA at one given time, they're competitive in those games until late in the fourth quarter. They play really good basketball for about 3.5 quarters and have a chance to win and just fall apart late because they don't have the horses to kind of carry you across the finish line here. If you get a couple of those guys back, some of those losses could have turned into wins. So it's not getting Zion Williamson back, but getting some of those other names back is going to be really important for this team to kind of get off of the streak that they're on right now.
How deep is too deep when it comes to the hole?
You know, that's a good question. And I think that's something that we'd be looking at, say, come January 1, when the calendar flips to 2025. If you are, say, 8 games back of one of those play-in tournament spots, and they're not anywhere close to that just yet, I think that's where you go, okay, I don't know if that's going to be something that you can overcome. The Western Conference is really competitive this year. When you look at games on the Pelicans' schedule, there's not like a stretch where you're like, oh, yeah, they can go on a 7-game winning streak, a 10-game winning streak during that. It might still be up and down just because all of these teams are trying to make the playoffs, and that's going to mean more losses compared to being in the Eastern Conference where there's very few really good teams at that point in time. I think there's only 4 teams above 500 in the East. There's 8 in the Western Conference right now. So I think you're looking at January 1 saying if you're 8 games back of the 10th spot, you know, there's only 15 teams in the conference, that's when you really need to make a hard decision of, do we try and maybe shut some of these guys down for the season, tank, improve our draft positioning, try and get a difference maker, and then go into next season being healthy. And you saw this actually happen to the Memphis Grizzlies last year, where they were bad. They had the 9th overall pick. You know, that was a talented team that was a 2 seed just a year before that, but injuries just derailed their season. The year before that, it was the Dallas Mavericks, who basically tanked and shut people down, got a better draft pick, and then, you know, last year made a run to the NBA Finals. So there's valid reasons for doing so, but I think on January 1, if you're about 8 games back, that's when you start to make that decision.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast. I want to talk about Willie Green and kind of make a comparison to Dennis Allen and injuries if I can when we come back. NBA fans, tonight at 6, you can catch New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Pelicans at the Cavaliers, pregame 6, tip-off 6:30 on WWL 870 AM and 105.3 FM. 8:50 now, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. All right, 8:57 now, 3 till 9, talking to Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Somebody texted in and said, I bought a half-season tickets for the Pels, 20 games, big dollars. They better think about impact to fan base before they decide to tank. Let's talk about Willie Green, because if you look at Dennis Allen, and I know it's not the same when you talk about the Saints and the Pelicans, but when you look at the game Taysom Hill had on Sunday, it's hard to take away the fact that he was out for four games, then the Saints missed him greatly, as well as some other players, Eric McCoy, the center that was injured. And I mention that because the hole was deep and Dennis Allen lost his job as a result of it. Sometimes players are injured. Sometimes coaches get unlucky with injuries. Teams get unlucky with injuries. What about Willie Green's future with the Pels, at least for this season, Jake, as you see it?
You know, overall, I think he's going to be safe and he's going to be fine. And I think the big difference between the Dennis Allen situation and the Willie Green situation is, you know, from what I understand of it, and look, I cover the NBA, not the Saints, but I kind of have an idea of what's going on there, is it sounds like a lot of the players wanted Dennis Allen gone and were starting to tune him out. And while it might not have been like an open revolt or anything like that, they certainly weren't playing as hard for Dennis Allen as they could be. Here, at least you're seeing the team compete night in, night out under head coach Willie Green. And while I do think coaching is one of the reasons for their struggles this year, you're just not seeing this team be as prepared as you would like to see. You know, you can use last night's game as an example of find a way to get Brandon Ingram open, right? That's on coaching. Yes, they're double-teaming him, but have a counter for that. Have an adjustment for that. You know, by comparison on the defense, it wasn't working against Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Have an adjustment for that, and you didn't really see that coming in that game. So I think coaching definitely is impacting the team in probably a negative way. However, you know, the players are fighting hard, and with some of the injuries here, you just haven't gotten the chance to see this team at full potential. So I don't think his seat is hot. It's maybe a little bit warm. I don't anticipate them making a change during the season to just inject some fresh energy here. I think they believe that when they get healthy, they'll be able to win some games and get out of the hole that they're in.
What would cause them to make a change at the end of the season? How would you see that playing out?
You know, I think it's when you get the whole team healthy, are they still struggling? Mm-hmm. If this is a team that rips off a 5-game winning streak, a 10-game winning streak, the longest winning streak that Willie Green has had here in New Orleans is 7 games. If you do something like that, he's going to be safe. But if it still continues to be up and down or multiple losses in a row throughout the whole season and they just never make up any ground, I think you can then point to coaching and some of the decision-making and go, okay, we have the right roster. We need the right person to kind of unlock it a little bit more to put our players in better position to succeed. Because, look, coaching matters in the NBA. Look at a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers that they're playing tonight.
Who they play tonight. Thank you. Appreciate time.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.